Kids now.
Capital 263.
Over hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over. Over, it ain't over. Over. Try to make a back of memory over and over. Over. Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over. Over, it ain't over. Over. Can't I find a single piece of me? Game over. Hey!
What's up, Zimbabwe? It's your girl, Lala. And today I am joined by... Anzi, do not the uncle currently. In doms the asa currently. Gwindi. What's up, currently?
What's going on? What's going on? Hello, Zimbabwe. Hello, everyone who's tuned in listening to this. It's a pleasure to be here, Langa.
Yeah. So if this is your first time tuning into the Hangover Show, I don't know where the fuck you been, but it's okay. We gonna forgive you. This is the show that basically talks about the bowel culture and the social scenes as we have it in Zimbabwe. So
okay.
Yeah, today we have some very controversial, interesting topics. So stay tuned. Welcome to withdrawals. Say what you said about withdrawals. I'm like, Curly's like, what's the draws, right? And then I'm like, it's the segment where we talk about the weekend. And then what did you say?
I'm not even going to repeat what I said.
Expose yourself.
There's a reason I said it off air, guys.
Welcome to withdrawal, guys. So, Curly, what did you do this past weekend?
I was absolutely sober. So I don't think I deserve to be on the show. Someone else comes.
So you did absolutely nothing?
Well, this weekend was crazy. It was crazy. I actually started drinks on Thursday, to be honest. And as my girl and everybody else knows, we do drinks as boys on Thursdays.
Okay.
Thursdays it was literally...
I mean, listen, the weekend starts on a bloody Thursday
okay,
anyway.
Absolutely.
So
I mean,
dope.
Arguably some on a Wednesday, some on a Tuesday.
Listen,
like
it could be the whole damn ass week. Like, hey, I'm on my limits.
Yeah.
Through my body and just...
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, yeah. So you did like, drinks on Thursday?
That was Thursday.
Do you have like a central place?
Yeah, absolutely. The Centurion Pub is our place to be. It's just usually.
Is it still like, because I haven't been in a while because it was getting pretty dry.
Yeah, it gets dry, but I mean, the vibe is created with who you're with.
True.
Yeah, it's created by who you're with. So,
true.
We literally bring the party to us. And that was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very dramatic end, but we won't get into deets.
Okay.
I mean, the devil is in the detail, but we don't want the devil on this platform right now.
Okay.
So, that was Thursday. Friday, what did we do? Oh, Friday, we were out at a friend's house. A friend of ours had a housewarming. Mm-hmm. He just got into his new space.
That's dope.
So, we just had his new yard.
You were pouring the holy water.
Yeah,
yes.
And funny thing is, it got really wild. We had, you know, Simba tags over.
That's dope.
Beats over.
Who's this?
So it became
whose house
whole,
is this?
It became a whole party. Hey, a friend of ours. No details.
And someone
off air. We were talking. And we might just do another housewarming for you.
Oh, listen. Hey.
That was it. And, Friday was really, really, really relaxed. Literally a night for wine.
Mm-hmm.
But for one reason or the other, we ended up in Pablo's. And
of course.
Friday night
I mean,
was
if Tags
Pablo's.
Is there, of course you're Pablo's. Yeah, no brainer.
Friday night was Pablo's. And special shout out to everyone who came through to Pablo's on Friday. Made it quite a party. Saturday was crazy year. Oh my gosh, my weekend. Now it seems like...
Boy, I feel like
person.
This is... Why is your turn-up life better than mine? This is very concerning. Okay, like, if like, anyone knows currently, like I do, this is very worrying. Okay.
Yeah, no. Saturday was more power. It was more power. It wasn't even a dramatic end. It was a dramatic finish.
Yeah.
It was a dramatic mid. So, like, from there, I remember... From another friend of ours who had a Hennessy night going on.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Pablo. Pablo mm-hmm. was pretty noisy. Pablo was extremely noisy. So shout out again to everyone who came out to Pablo. It's my place to be.
So you were basically Pablo's all damn weekend.
Sunday. However, the narrative changed. It's actually funny now because it was since
by the way, Kwankune Cyclone.
Just
so we put it out there,
we now fear. Jah protect us. Jah over us all.
So we
then did drinks at home mm-hmm. again mm-hmm. on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Same house.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
This is now MySpace. We're at MySpace on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So yeah, drinks at home.
Mm-hmm.
We
you should invite me to one of these.
Absolutely.
Things.
Why? By all means. You invited this coming.
Okay. Yeah,
this one.
You said this in front of hangers. Imagine what I've been invited. So if he doesn't do the things,
yo hangers,
I'm exposed.
Hangers,
your ass.
She just has to bring friends because I have a lot of boys.
Hey, listen, I got a whole lot of bad bitches. So.
Absolutely. So yeah, that was
your weekend.
That's Sunday at MySpace, and then yeah, it became pretty crazy because we ended up at Centurion,
mm-hmm.
and it was hella lit.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the most lit day.
Okay, you're making my weekend boring.
Like even Pablo doesn't match up to what we went through on Sunday. And work was not easy to go through on Monday. And that's
were you hanging?
Oh, I was hangover.
dopeness. So. Well, my weekend was.
Let's hear it.
It was actually very chilled. To uh-huh. be fair, what did I do on Friday? I don't remember. I was probably high. What did I do on Friday? I remember, but I know on Saturday I spent my whole day with my aunt.
Uh-huh.
My mom's best friend. She's like a second mom to me. That was cool. Yes. She took me out. She's my like ultimate blesser. Like I stay saying this.
Yeah.
Females are your best blessers. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, and then Sunday I was pretty much chilled. It was a wet weekend, so I really didn't do the most or do anything. But this coming up weekend, in fact, these coming up weekends, listen.
Uh-huh. Are they going to be wetter than the rest?
You don't know. But I think amongst other things, like we should just like send our prayers and thoughts to all those that were affected by Cyclone Idai.
Yeah.
And yeah, bless those who can make donations. And I think there's been a lot of donation awarenesses going on in platforms. So guys, do the things. Any little thing can count and can change a life.
Yeah.
So yeah. That being said and done,
that thing you do with your mouth then
katang reflux.
I see that.
So yeah, events, we're giving you, you know, we always give you your event lineup and everything going on. So the first event that is coming up that you guys should definitely watch out for is Feels event, guys. This is on the 30th of March. It's on a Saturday at Motor Action Sports Club. It's $10 tickets. By the way, I'm selling tickets, so all you gotta do is hit me up. But yeah, you should definitely come through. Ask me why. Like the most important reason why.
Okay, absolutely.
You should pull through. Ask me why.
Okay.
Say why.
Yeah. Am I going to say why like right now?
Yeah, say
okay,
why.
Okay, why? Why?
Because your bitch is going to be MC.
Oh my
gosh. Ah, so you have got to come through to Feels 30th of March, Motor Action, do the things. Another event coming up this weekend is Jamaican Nights at Club Live. It is free entrance and they have really cool like alcohol prices. It's $1.50 whiskey shots, $3.50 beer. Terry is in the studio and he looked basically be like, pull up, say what? Pull up. I said $1.50 whiskey shots, $3.50 beers, $1.50 vodka shots as well. And this is at Club Live. Free entry, transport, free transport from Use It. So if you're a UZ student, you know you have no excuse not to
more
go.
More power.
Yeah.
Special shout out to
my
country people.
Your country, yes. And this is a new thing that Pablo's is doing. It's called Africa is the Future. And it is on the 17th of April. And yeah, they have upstairs, they have club SA DJs, Da Copa, Dacapo, sorry, ish, these pronunciations. Mm. There's Ryan, and then there's T Bass, and then downstairs there's Ray Biz, J.
Ray Diz?
Yeah. Ray Diz, J Dub, Spin, R7K, plus Royal DJs. Mm. And this is at Pablo's, like I mentioned. And yeah, they're just basically trying to celebrate kings, queens, music, fashion, culture, unity, Africa, and freedom expression.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then the last event we have for you is Pato Ranking. Guys, you listen.
Wait, when is that?
Inzwaka. This is going to be hangover. Now I'm shank. Pato Ranking is coming through. Iconic Chronicles live concert with DJ Humility from Nigeria. So he's coming with DJ Humility from Nigeria. Apparently he's like a really bad DJ. And there's going to be Ja Praiser, Winky D, Executor, Kuranati O, Sulu, Ja Signal, and Shabak the Band. DJ's Judgment Yard. I don't know how he does it. C-Skills and Selector Bass. It is $15 ordinary tickets. VIP is $40. VVIP is $80. And Platinum, it is $170. So you already know you got to do the things that need to be done.
I wish I could say I'm selling tickets. This sounds like a more lucrative business.
What you trying to...
I don't know how much your tickets are, girl.
They're $10, okay?
Oh, my God.
They really are $10. Eco Cash, RTGS, Jess. Abarakana US.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
People are going to pull through for you. Definitely, yeah.
Whatever, Kirtley. So that being said and done, y'all, stay tuned for the buzz. Boys in summer mira. Boys in summer mira. Mama bia. Mkama Diani ano so mama. Kuma mama bia. Listen, shout out to Uncle Everton. He killed it with this one all the way. This is some serious high shit.
And shout out to Uncle Kirtley. There's another uncle out here who's just saying, no. I think I'm going to mama. No, Uncle Everton.
Nah, he does the things. Welcome to the buzz, guys. And today's topic is girls can't run away from thought behavior. True or false?
Oh my gosh.
Kirtley, what you think?
What we're going to be talking about the whole time.
For the buzz, yes. Oh,
absolutely. No, let's go for the whole hour thing. Talking about this. Like, I'm ready.
So what do you think? Just hearing that topic. Girls can't run away from thought behavior. Nah, true or false? Thoughts, true or false? We're saying girls in general.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is some Uncle Curly knowledge I'm about to drop here.
Okay.
Some real gems.
Auntie, get your woke tea out. He's about to give us some tea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real, guys. Truth of the matter is, once you're a thought, you see. I mean, okay, two things I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen one thought, you've seen them all. And once you're a thought, you can never go back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, but do you think that girls in general...
Yeah.
Each girl, no matter sister, holy, whatever
demographic, whatever religion, whatever social class, whatever level of education, once you're a thought, you can never, ever go back. That's okay. How I feel. That's how I feel.
Okay. All right. So you're saying this is true, that it's girls
true.
Can't run away from thought behavior.
It's absolutely true.
I don't know. For me, I feel like... So one of my friends, shout out to Shaba. He's always saying, he's like, every girl is a hoe. He is always saying that. And you know, like when he first used to mention it, I would just be like, nigga, what you mean? Like, but then I think the more I started like noticing it and the more I actually started like really looking in deep, like if we're really to look at like, especially like girls in relationships, for example, right?
Yeah.
Like a girl can be loyal and everything, but no matter how loyal she is, when another nigga comes her way with a different vibe, if he has more money than her boyfriend, she's going to entertain him. She may not sleep with him. Yeah. She may not get physical with him. Yeah. But she's going to entertain a nigga. And for me, I think that's when I actually sat down with myself. Listen, girls, guys, I'm a feminist at heart. Okay. So okay. I know a lot of bitches be like, bitch, what? Listen, I'm a feminist at heart. I always will be. But at the same time, I'm a very realistic feminist. And the truth is, I feel like we really can't run away from thought behavior. Honestly, like...
Thank you. Thank you.
It's so true.
It's
the
really
same way
true.
Guys' DNA is to just be trash. I feel like it's the same way it's girls' DNA to just be kayang
that. There's some good men out there, though.
Good.
Don't.
If you listen to the two previous episodes... Mm. Just go listen to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And then come back to me with it.
Okay.
I really just feel like that's just our DNA. I mean, alright. Got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Apparently
there's like a feminist view though that Eve was framed. You know, Eve was framed.
What sense? I haven't heard that.
Whatever.
That's
a very interesting view. Why I think so is because I'm not saying I support this notion at all. No.
What's the notion saying?
It's just that, you know, whatever happened to Eve was really prejudicial. You know, whatever happened to Eve, she was put in a position where I don't even know. Like, I just remember seeing that poster in a room for feminists. I didn't really look into it that much. At some point, uh-huh, I believe the person who explained, I didn't give them my undivided attention. That's where the problem was.
Okay.
But I did believe them to some extent. It's just unfortunate that I can't come out here.
There's a whole lot of views.
Yeah.
I do feel like she was a target already.
Yeah.
Because already, you know, females, I guess, are more easier to lure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, also at the same time, for me, I'm like, there's a snake, there's an apple, you have a whole garden with like all different type of fruits.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to think, and I'm sure there was another apple with like another tree, sorry,
to
with like
knowledge.
Green fruits,
yeah,
green apples, yeah, or maybe golden apples, yeah, you know, maybe.
But wasn't the apple just symbolic? Because it was called the fruit of knowledge.
Yeah.
So is it still the fruit of knowledge up to now?
Well, they say that the apple was the fruit of knowledge in the garden.
Okay.
So not knowing could... Then again, the Bible has been rewritten by so many different people. So we don't know if it really was an apple.
Yeah.
But okay, my point with the garden was, I just feel like, you know how, as much as fine, she may have been brain or whatever, but let's look at it from this angle. End of the day, fine, aga jigiswa, and you need the snake and whatever.
Yeah.
Then her first thought was, let me go jigiswa this nigga too.
Very true.
And really, if we really then want to look into our society currently, and like, and stuff like that, like a lot of females then, you know, do these whole acts and go to witch doctors just to secure a nigga.
Yeah.
And for me, and Kajin Jikacho, it's for him, like one of those, no matter what I do, he's never going to go anyway. Kajin Jikacho, that's
the security. Yeah.
Exactly. And for me, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It says a lot.
It's a slippery slope.
However, let's put the scenario in the club, because that's what we do best on the Hangover Show.
Okay.
Let's paint a picture, right? Mm-hmm. You go to the club with the girl. You go pick her up.
Yeah.
Jaganaka Bobo and stuff like that, right? You get into the club.
Yeah.
Baby disappear. Next thing.
Dololo.
Dololo. Do you consider that as thought behavior? And has that ever happened to you?
Like you're with her for the night?
Mm-hmm. Like Manyaso, you hit her up the night before, even like, yo, tomorrow, what's your plan?
Yeah.
No plan. Yo, let's hit the club. Okay, I'll come pick you up at this time.
Okay,
right.
Let's do dinner first.
Okay, you can sleep over my crib. Dope.
Okay, so the truth of the matter is, when you go out with a girl, you need to have a few things in check as a man.
Mm-hmm. transition.
You never come to a point where, okay, I'm just planning to. Okay, obviously, first things first, mm-hmm. you've secured Mota, and it. Mota and I or Bo, and it. That chick knows that what?
Cabo.
Transport comes first. Transport before anything else. Secondly, you also have to just ensure that your bag is mad. Like, whatever happens in the club, you can pull up triple, double. No, I'm joking. You also, as a man, just need to know where you stand financially. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't go out with a zero budget with a girl. Or else, okay. Game out.
So, wait. Are you saying that sometimes white girls end up then doing these thought stunts and thought behaviors is because as a guy you're failing to provide.
You're failing to just provide simple things.
Okay. Like
it's an unwritten rule.
This.
You know what I mean? It's an unwritten rule. Take care of something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it's dinner, you're taking care of it. If you come out to the club and say, okay, baby, I'm not trying to pay for our drinks or our shots, or I'm trying to go 50-50. If she's cool with it, let's roll. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But take care of something. As a man, show some kind of, you know, security. Mm-hmm. I don't know, mm-hmm. financial security, mm-hmm. call it that. And the third and final thing is, yeah, just make sure we see our tambire pane one or no zot on because I mean
stay in your damn lane. That is actually very true, because a lot of these guys, to be very fair, and it's like for example, I go out with uni boys, right? They are the plug for the night, and we get to the club. We end up right next to my place. Boss, and I'm a badass bitch. I'm looking all nice and everything. Of course, this nigga's gonna sit. And you know what these places do? Yeah. They don't go on their own. They send a young person or they send a waiter.
They send a waiter.
Mozogona. Bucket in my bodorawi. Okay. Wagwan. Waiter Obawia, and he's like, yo, you know, yeah, bakchi, next table. You check next table.
Wait, has that actually happened?
It has.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, but like,
shout out to the squad that went out to Laga that night.
Now, lucky enough, they were like, I wasn't smashing any of them. They were my boys. Yeah. They were my niggas. So it wasn't like anything hectic.
But they're still strong. They went through a lot.
But my point is, I don't know, like what you're saying, like, don't then put yourself in a place where I'm going to be lured. Because like I'm saying, as girls, there's just, when we see something better,
yeah.
It's just that we have another girl in the studio and she won't go on the mic.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sure you agree with me, sis. Like, as girls, like, when you just see, like, when there's another nigga who can do better.
Yeah, let him do better.
Your female instincts are just like, but sister, you.
What am I doing? But I mean, chikururido. You know what I mean?
We don't party with love.
Yeah.
Loving on buy the damn drinks. Yeah. Loving on pay my rent. Loving on take me home. Loving on give me the right dick game either.
That's true. No, but like, I mean, there's a whole nother dynamic to this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Thought stands for that hoe over there.
Mm-hmm.
You mean you're not a thought if your wife to someone. And your wife's someone you go to bow. That's totally different. The thought in you might come out, but there's some level of loyalty that has to come out when it's a relationship set up.
True.
That whole scenario explained, Yaguti, pick you up, dinner, chichi. Mm-hmm. That can just mean you're trying to smash.
Mm-hmm. Well, half the time, that's what's up.
Exactly. Nah,
you're just trying to marinate
95%.
So I got 5% in the gate.
That's the room for relationships. That's the 5% relationship. Like,
you're trying to be Uncle Kurt. Shut up.
This uncle's knowledge is dropping. Like, when it's a relationship set up, like, respect on that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that nigga got nothing in his pocket that night and you got something, do it, bro.
I feel like that only works if he does cover you sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
A situation where you're always the man in the relationship.
But like, there's no room for you to be a thought there. Like, it's unexplained. It's inexplicable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't exempt yourself from that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, okay, I'm exempted because A, B, C, D, and I can end up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Stay loyal, bro. Because, I mean, you never know where that relationship is going. Like,
look at you dripping with this loyalty.
No shit, bro. No shit. Like, I ain't even trying to play games right now. Kids out there should understand that when you put yourself in a relationship, it's real business. I take that shit seriously.
Take some wisdom from Lala. Don't fucking date.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So yeah, I think, you know, for me, okay, so in closing with this one.
Yeah.
You said it's true. Girls can run away from thought behavior. True or false?
They cannot.
They cannot.
They cannot.
I think for me, true in the sense that when we, as girls, when we are put in a situation where the thought in us comes out, we really can't fight it. So
that's delicious.
Yeah, girls, by the way, Askana Musandi, don't trash me. I'm still team woman, team feminist. It's a woman's month, but yeah,
let me check what the rants on Twitter are saying right now.
Stay tuned for draws, guys. Yeah, the drums they swing low and the trumpets they go, and the trumpets they go. To the trumpet. And today's topic is millennials are over clubbing. Now, okay, I think before I even ask what you think currently of this topic, let me just do Kayang reading out of the definition of millennials, because I feel like a lot of people are very shaky and don't really know. Okay, so millennials, also known as Generation Y or Gen Y, are the demographic core of the demographic following Generation X and preceding Generation Z. There are no precise dates for when this cohort starts or ends. Demographers and researchers typically use the early 1980s as starting birth years and mid 1990s to early 2000s as ending birth years for millennials. Okay, so now being said and done, back to the topic. Millennials are over clubbing. What do you think?
Yeah. There's a lot of
power. Are you a millennial?
Yeah, I'm a millennial. Oh, okay. Yeah, by all means.
Okay. Because I'm the uncle, so I got to go to see
the
greater chick.
Uncle's the wisdom within the millennials. Mm-hmm. I'm just dropping that knowledge and moving back to my generation.
Listen, because I know you like that, I'm just never going to buy this uncle shit. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Like, but what do you
first
think?
First lady who's never ever accepted my uncle. Like, all these girls, when you come out of the club, they're like, uncle.
Because all these girls be basic, bitch. I ain't no basic. Fuck out of here. Okay. Your net worth shows me how much of an uncle you are.
Hey, shout out. Hey,
thanks.
Shout out to me. That was deep.
Yeah.
Shout out to my nieces. Shout out to all my nieces across the world.
Okay, so what do you think? Do you think it's true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a millennial, like, what do you think about that statement? I found that on the net, by the way.
Yeah.
And I do have some young research. Yeah. But, like, I just want to hear your thought before I read what I got out.
Yeah, it's very true. The long and short of it is... Mm-hmm. First and foremost, to answer your question very directly, yes, Tukwanza Bao. Yes, there's a lot of time that's being spent on very pointless alcoholic smoking.
Define pointless.
I mean, Jeguto Dagudakwa. Like, I mean, millennials are like 21st century growth point young people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Growth point, you know, growth point, it's always lit. Like,
stays lit.
Yeah, like if you go Kumusha, growth point at any point.
That's the joint.
Yeah.
Actually, you can go like Christmas. Wow.
Yeah, no. No, but that's the thing. Growth point, it's 24/7, Monday to Monday, Sunday to Sunday. Mm-hmm. So that's how we've become. We've become a drunken generation, you know what I mean? And at any point, you can find that there's always a plan for shimmin. There's always a plan for drinks and chill.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a plan for a smoke up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't engage much in the smoke ups, but I mean,
but
for everything else, I'm down. You know what I mean?
Look at you.
So
anyway,
we look at those kind of circumstances and we're like, okay, it's being overdone. Mm-hmm. It is being overdone. The statistics, the facts that you've said, I would agree with them 110%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, do you think it's being... Because I feel like... I think it is true, like the statement that millennials are overclubbing. Not necessarily because... we as a generation are over clubbing, but I think it's because the environment of club, the night the nightlife clubbing, the social scenes have made it very monotonous to a point where we're like, tell me something I don't know. Yeah. Show me something I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I feel like in that sense, yes, we are over clubbing because there's, you know, no one is really, especially in Zim.
Yeah.
Because I feel like millennials in other countries would probably have a whole different view to this, to be quite fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like because our country already, we struggle. There's a huge gap in this. There's a huge struggle. Right now, the only club that's open that's, you know, is there's Pablo's. There's Club Connect.
There used to be Sankai. It's just closed for a bit.
Well.
But we'll be back.
Yeah, Hansi, closed for renovations. But you know, some renovations, I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, already, like, we have, we don't even have, like, five clubs that are open right now.
Yeah. Like today, if we wanted to jump out after this.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you feel what I mean? Yeah. So I feel like, yes, in that sense, we are over clubbing. Mm. I don't know if it necessarily has anything to do with millennials. You know the definition of millennials, though. I don't know if it does have it. Do you think it does have
it anything does, to do with the culture, of millennials? Culture, the forms of entertainment that have become so common with us.
Mm-hmm.
We've just become so, like, there's not that culture, you know, kudara wind up pat pat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no drinks involved, just literally. You know what I mean? Pat pat, just. Part part chill.
So wait, are you saying your problem
is movie? You know,
is your problem the being under the substance, being under the influence? Is that what your issue is?
Dope any issue. I think that's.
But don't that's, you do you drink?
Yeah.
Sarah, So what do you mean?
That's the culture. Culture actually, we're over drinking because. I don't know.
Well, first of all, people, listen, I feel like first of all, people drink, smoke, and are always trying not to be sober because people are just dealing with a lot. So I feel like, you know, we need to trace back the real reason. Exactly. Yeah. The root of, we're dealing with a whole lot of shit, bruh. Like, as generation millennials, we deal with so much crap.
Yeah.
And we're living in a way faster world than generation before did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like Ipapo personally, listen, we all know I'm a pothead. So Ipapo, but I think for me, it's just the fact that when it comes to clubbing, okay, let me just read out what I found. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Generation X was all about being in the club. Yeah. Nightlife culture in the 80s, and even early 2000s was definitely controlled by club hopping. But Generation X phases into family life and parenting. The night now belongs to millennials. And clubbing just doesn't seem high on the list anymore.
Yeah.
More and more nights...
There's some who join us.
Mm?
Though there's some of Generation X who still want to be.
They don't want to stay in the generation.
Yeah.
Okay. More and more nightclubs are seeing a decline in a number of millennials who frequent them. And it's rare to catch a millennial who hits the club maybe more than once a month. So why aren't millennials about the club life? And what are they doing instead? So they are like four items.
Okay.
Right? So the first one is, we're not about wasting money. Contrary to Generation X's belief, this generation is really not quick to part ways with their hard-earned cash. A night club hopping is like watching half your paycheck, slip through your fingers.
What?
You believe that? Do you believe that as millennials...
So are you saying we do bower because we don't want to spend our money? I don't understand.
No, Hansi. Let me read it again.
Yeah.
Contrary to Generation X's behavior, this generation is really not quick to part ways with their hard-earned cash.
Yeah.
A night out club hopping is like watching half your paycheck slip through your fingers. It's basically saying, Kuti, generation millennials TV very stingy.
Generation Y.
Yeah, Generation Y.
Yeah.
We're very stingy. What do you think?
So,
do you believe that?
So why do you do power?
Ay waka. This statement is trying to justify the fact that millennials are over clubbing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, it explains why.
Then again, let's bring it back to Zim.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back home.
Which is quite the opposite, you know what I mean? Because what I'm thinking in my head
I think this article is from, he's American, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we needed the source of that. Thank you for bringing that. Okay, so I guess the only thing that can actually support that fact or that notion is the whole idea of girls coming out to go to the club to be spent, to have money spent on them by blessers or rich young niggas, young rich niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not Migos, but yeah. and it makes a lot of sense because we actually don't want to just spend like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would rather go out when I know that, you know, my billionaire brothers, and trust me, I have a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of those.
Okay.
My billionaire brothers are out here taking care.
Listen, I want to meet your brothers. Fuck you. Like, where your brothers
like, you
at?
Have to love the uncle first. Like, you can't just come connect with me like that. Like, you need to actually show love for the uncle.
Whatever.
You move on to the other uncle. So, yeah. No. That makes sense. And you need to actually understand that it's actually become a culture to not spend your own sheets. But, I mean, if the money's there for that to be done, why not we do it?
Do the things.
Why not we do it?
But I think with us bringing it back to Zim, it's a matter of not a lot of us can afford.
Yeah.
Especially our generation, Y, we really can't afford.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, but even those like young rich kids have an akwanda.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And most of them are actually young. Like they're not in their 20s type of thing. Most of them are like younger. So ready. Hectic.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
You feel what I'm trying to say? Like they're already younger. So I feel like with us, it's more of a matter of Atina, that income, that, because if we can't compare ourselves with first world, listen, 20 year olds upwards in first world countries have a part at 16 years, any apartment, any, you know, a job, income, and stuff like that. So they can afford to do those things and stuff like that. With us, you know,
you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, okay. Then the second one is clubbing isn't enough of an experience. Instead of club hopping, people are hopping on planes and jetting off to different places to get new experiences. Millennials are all about getting the most out of their time, and clubbing isn't really an experience to write home about.
Yeah, that's what should be understood by the person in their 20s right now. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Travel as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all those young people already doing it.
True.
Let's see experience. Let's create experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Let's create moments. Check bow and end. Especially if you're in one city. Travel.
But also I feel like...
Go travel to the Mutare Bawa for a weekend.
I think with us, go travel, see how other people do it, other cities do it, and then try bring back new ideas home.
Yeah.
And then that way you can keep the nightlife, bowl culture exciting.
Absolutely. And if you cannot do it, please, listeners on all the hangers out there, if you cannot go international, start
local.
At home.
That's true.
Charity begins at home.
Weekend. Blues. Listen, I really want to go party in Blues. Like, if there's anyone who's listening to me, guys, please.
Hey, tell you what, I got something for this weekend.
Currently, already, you're meant to hit me up. So,
I wasn't supposed to say that on the end.
It's a bit too late. But yeah, the third thing, we don't have time. Millennials are a group that's always on the go, and definitely the generation of
immediacy.
Yes, immediacy. We consider our time precious, and anything we do, we want it done now. Clubbing is a lot of wasted time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's only wasted if you don't know why you're going to the club.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole lot of this. But you really aren't probably in the mood, in the vibe. You don't even know why you're there.
Yeah.
I feel like once you don't know why you're going to the club, it's going to feel like wasted time.
It'll be tricky. Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're like Langa, you've had a shitty ass week and clubbing is your therapy, you know why you're in that joint. You're going to make that ass shake, make it twerk, and go home and be like, it was a bomb ass time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Okay, the last thing, we never really meet people at clubs. There was a point when going to the club was a mainstay in scoping out a potential boo.
Absolutely.
But that time has come and gone. Millennial women aren't particularly interested in men who spend all their time in the clubs to begin with. Listen, for me as a woman, before you even say anything,
you don't agree with that shit.
If you're at the club,
you're looking fly as hell.
And you also have your hustle going on, your income going on, une vision. I don't mind, because in any person, like, I'm a very outgoing person, and I do appreciate people who do enjoy having fun, who do enjoy, you know, doing things that they like to do. So for me, I disagree with the last part. Like, I actually don't like Wagomene Big Church. I don't like corporate niggas who stay in the tie and the collar.
Wow,
like,
so much
loosen
for
it
me.
Up. Yeah, he's wearing a tie and a collar right now. But like, but like, all I'm saying is, for me, like, I actually do appreciate guys who turn up, who know how to have a good time. Yes, you can interject me now.
Yeah. No, it sounds good. Sounds good. I don't know, man. People actually go to the club. The club isn't the best fashion. I don't know where the bar is. Where I go? Ed Sheeran said it a while ago. You know what I mean? He was like, the club isn't the best place to find a lover. But I couldn't say to you that it hasn't happened. I couldn't say to you that it has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, well, no, it's never happened. I haven't found a lover. Found
but have
things.
You found...
found a drink, found a shisha.
Don't do that. Don't do that. We... Get out of here. Like, just...
So,
whatever, Kirby.
So, yeah, that's the situation, right?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say to you that, you know, our time as young people has become that for that sole purpose. That's what it was, like...
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to the bar picking up some chicks, picking up some... Yeah, I mean, people do get punched drunk to that extent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you end up just going home with people and you're just like,
what the fuck?
But like, they're not lovers.
Yeah,
that's for sure. So, I mean, true love... it can happen. It can happen. It can turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everyone who turned such moments into...
We actually had a whole hashtag about that, hey?
Into marriages,
Hashtag love, club love lies.
I mean, if it still exists, more power to them. more power to them.
But yeah, I don't know. I think as millennials, we're just a very interesting generation. Mm. And... like I said before, I do feel like millennials in different countries would have different opinions to the statement that we are over clubbing.
Mm.
But okay, as a Zim millennial, what, like, your overall say of that whole statement?
Jeez. As a Zim millennial. Yeah, let me just say, more power again to the people who are living their club lives, club love. To them who's still living it up, and more power to everybody who's just about to move on and be great in their sphere, which doesn't involve club life. So whatever we keep doing, let's keep doing it. But I mean, it doesn't happen. I don't think it happens as a Zim millennial.
Mm-hmm.
If we actually bring back that culture,
mm-hmm.
I think we'll bring more meaning to the club. And
true.
Definitely there'll be more people paying to get in.
True. Yeah. I think for me as a Zim millennial, it's just give us something new. Give us something consistent. Give us something genuine. Give us something lit, you know?
Yeah.
And I think once we do that, but and also I feel like the best people to give us that is us.
Yeah.
We can't expect Generation X to do that for us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Definitely.
We as Generation Y need to do that for ourselves because we know what we want best.
Absolutely.
So I feel like, as a Zim millennial, that's what needs to happen. Just give us give us, let's give ourselves
cadet.
The
cadet for something.
Yes. That being said and done, the lounge coming up. Sure. Hey, welcome to the lounge, y'all. So the lounge is basically where our guest gets to shine. And Kirtley Gwindy's our guest today.
Like a light.
Yeah. So Kirtley, who's Kirtley Gwindy? What's your hustle? What you about?
All right.
Just keep it short and sweet. Just give us a young.
Kirtley Gwindy is a youth advocate, media broadcaster, as well as MC and host.
Mm-hmm.
I do love family.
Mm-hmm.
I do love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do love God.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love having the best life I can live.
Mm-hmm.
So that all incorporated into one makes me one big happy uncle. Just an
I
uncle.
Was about to ask, like, is there a difference between Kirtley Gwindy and Uncle Kirtley?
The difference between Kirtley Gwindy and Uncle Kirtley is really Uncle Kirtley is the fun side of me.
Okay.
Kirtley Gwindy then becomes this guy you see in a tie,
mm-hmm,
and in a suit and on a Tuesday night looking like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we can make both work, have the best of both worlds, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. All right, that's cool. That's interesting. Okay, so where can people like find you on social media, hit you up for bookings, things like that?
Oh yeah, you can get me. I don't have a website yet.
Mm-hmm. Is it loading?
That's in the woodworks. Yeah,
yes.
It's in the woodworks. And we're glad to say that before the end of my birthday month, which is this month, that should have launched. So we're grateful.
When is your birthday?
My birthday was actually 2 weekends ago.
Oh, happy belated.
I wish I came on after my birthday. My story.
You should have said something to me and we could have made that schedule work. But definitely. Yes, you don't communicate. So
yeah,
that's not my problem.
We're here and we're queer. yeah, and that's definitely going to be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned. Get on to my Instagram for now. At Mr. Gwindy.
Mm-hmm.
At Mr. Gwindy. You'll catch me there. That's the Kirtley Gwindy side of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Uncle One Man Show. That's
you actually have a whole is this I on have, Instagram still?
Absolutely.
You have two different accounts.
Yeah, the other one.
That sounds like have you ever watched the movie called Split?
Nah.
This nigga has like so many different personalities.
But I ain't trying to catfish anybody. Like, I am what I am. I is what I is. We does what we does. So yeah, no. For bookings, definitely get at me at Mr. Gwindy, and then Uncle One Man Show for sliding into DMs and shit.
Mm.
Yeah, if you want to slide,
listen to him.
Do it real quick. you don't have any jurisdiction. Just go for it. Shoot your shot. And then you can get at me on Facebook. You can get at me on Snapchat. It's Kirtley Gwindy the whole way. So yeah, and then I'm obviously not just gonna broadcast my WhatsApp number like that, but like that. But I mean,
obviously like that. So like that maybe, but not like that, like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me. That's where you'll get me, and as well as YouTube. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's also Kirtley Gwindy. CurtlyGwindi. Thank you.
And this uni talk thing.
Get at me. At the present moment, we had just had a few, I'm not going to call them technical, but institutional demands that we needed to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back and with a bang. UniTalk Radio, YouTube. It's very much linked to my YouTube channel as well. So go ahead and check it out. UniTalk Radio.
That is dope, yo. Yeah. So guys, it's been your girl Lala, the best you've never had. You know where to get me, Lala Machanisa.
I don't know about that.
Listen. It's the best. Not ready. But yo, Lala Machanisa on Instagram. Hit me up, DM me. Let me know what's popping. Follow us on Instagram, The Hangover Show Zim.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter, The Hangover Show ZW.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so much fun, Curly. Thank you so much for pulling through and coming through. Yeah. Always, always, always a good time always with our guests. Hope you had a good time as well.
Absolutely.
But yeah, guys. Hey, yo. Don't forget to participate in hashtag club hit or miss. Send your take to our WhatsApp group. Yeah. The link is on the link is in the bio on our Instagram page, which is, like I said, The Hangover Show Zim. Send your take and yeah, let's just have fun with it. Send your opinion and let's do the damn thing for the damn culture. So yo guys, I hope you guys have a great week, a great weekend. Stay safe, and it's Capital 26 Free. Free to say it, free to do it. Bye.
And now. Capital 26 Free.